Let's head to Nigeria now, to Maiduguri in Borno State. It's the birthplace of the extremist group Boko Haram, whose assaults, including mass kidnappings of young girls, have become well known outside the country. But a local woman has become frustrated that that is all many people know about her home city, so she's decided to do something about it. Fatih Abubakar is using Instagram to show what she sees when she makes her way around town. NPR's Afebia Quist-Arkton went along.
Maiduguri and Borno State get a bad rap, says Fatih Abubakar.
I felt mainstream media hadn't focused on the rest of Borno State. It was just bomb blasts and death and destruction and Boko Haram.
So the young nurse-come aid worker turned documentary photographer has set out to try to change the established image of her home city and state using Instagram on a feed she calls Bits of Borno.
I decided Bits of Borno because I am showing bits and pieces of Borno State because I wanted to document everyday life in Borno State. I feel it is essential. 50 years from now, people will wonder what happened during Boko Haram.
In busy downtown Maiduguri, Abubakar favors markets and other vibrant locations for her photography. She takes portraits, street portraits, of mostly strangers. Abubakar collars a passerby, an elderly man in a gorgeous long traditional robe with a flamboyant and garish flourish on the fabric. He's wearing a hat.
I like very traditional Borno State dressing, which is the babariga. That's a flowing robe, and the traditional kanuri cap, the Borno caps, embroidered, handmade, very intricate designs, and they're very beautiful. So when I see very traditional things, I try to stop people and I document them.
But the man is in a rush, so Abubakar accosts a young teen pushing an elongated cart with jerry cans filled with water.
I kind of gravitate towards children, smiling faces. Yeah, I look for a lot of happy stories because our image is, you know, very bad. So we would like to show that life still goes on.
Fatih Abubakar is slender, slight and dainty with a tiny voice, and she's partial to long dresses in pretty colours. The day we meet up, she's in an orange and white print with a matching shawl over her head. When she wields her camera and starts shooting, the long dress trails in the dust as Abubakar squats and leans back dangerously close to a metal railing with a 3-foot drop below to a dump filled with trash. She wants the best shot of a motorized tricycle driver she's about to interview. Once the photos are taken, out come the notebook and smartphone to record what her subject says. Fatih Abubakar gets waves and warm salams as local residents recognize and greet her. This photographer is not an everyday sight in Borno, with her camera slung over her shoulder.
No, it's a very unconventional, I would even say rebellious way of life, because that's not the traditional Kanuri woman everybody expects. Everybody wants you to be married with children, living a very obedient wife lifestyle. But as time goes on, people are seeing how the images years from now will be invaluable to the state.
And she's chronicling a city and state undergoing tremendous change.
The Borno I grew up in was very peaceful. It was diverse. We had people from all over Nigeria. It was very peaceful. It was called the home of peace. But the Borno I came back to was just the whole community appears traumatized. All the buildings that in the villages, like my grandfather's house, you know, where my mother grew up, everything has been destroyed.
In attacks by Boko Haram, the extremist Nigerian terror network that has wreaked havoc in the region for 7 years, killed 20,000 people and driven more than 2.5 million from their homes. But Fatih Abubakar remains hopeful and positive about her home state. She's about to embark on a photographic project on farming and agriculture, she says, and smiles in anticipation as she packs up her camera, lifts the hem of her dress out of the dust, and walks on purposefully. Afebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Maiduguri.
If you'd like to see Fatih Abubakar's photos for yourself, just head to our website, npr.org.